This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Dort Podcast. It's the Dort Podcast.
Rich Keith.
It's the Dort Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dort Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by Davey Eyeballs. He is Rover Reeman Von Dover Demon. He is promo code Ron Von D. All hail the King of Ginger Ale. It's Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
I'm good. I was wondering where you were going with that Rover Reeman.
Oh, we'll get there.
We'll get there. Yeah.
We'll get to that son of a bitch. A little local flavor.
A local flair, yeah.
Coming up here shortly on our Cryptids episode. But last week, Ryan, we did a mystery guests episode.
We sure did.
And you know what that ended up doing was sort of launching into this hashtag dork shared gooniverse.
What it did is it planted a seed.
A seed.
And that seed has now germinated in the brain of Brian Antonelli.
Goo.
You know.
Goo. As it were.
Yes. Yeah.
You know him as Goo. You might know him from the Mac and Goo program.
Mm-hmm.
But really, it's just going to be a group of podcasts, but also like YouTube streams, Twitch streams, Instagram accounts, just nonsense, pretty much all about movies, TV, video games, comic books. I like how we're bringing in a wrestling flair because we'll dabble. Yeah. We'll do like one or two episodes a year on wrestling. So we got the Rossi and Billy D from Pop Culture Piledriver. Mm-hmm. They're in there. Fryer and Wes from the Change My Mind pod. Fryer's going to be a good guy to lean on because he reads way more comics than any of us do.
Yeah, I mean, this, like you said, I mean, this is just a great opportunity that we've had right in front of us the whole time. And like the idea of like social media and like being from distance, like it's a no-brainer for us to kind of like cross-pollinate this way and get people, one, more people listening to this podcast, but more people listening to other podcasts as well.
Selfishly, we want everybody that listens to their podcast to also listen to ours.
And they're the same.
Like it,
and I want all of you to watch my Twitch stream and Shines and Joe and like everybody. So like that's what we're doing here.
There's not enough people helping people, and that's what we're doing now.
And that's what we're doing, just like helping everyone out.
Dip in. And if you listen to us and you haven't listened to them and you do happen to listen to them, don't be afraid to tell them hashtag dork sent you. Don't be afraid to do that. Let them know. Let them know where you heard it.
Yeah.
And if you're having a soda pop, Ryan, use the promo code Ron Von D at Wild Bill Soda.
We're not there yet.
No?
We're not there yet. Yeah.
I'm just saying it's a shared universe for a whole bunch of different things. But that's why I thought last week's episode was pretty fun. You can check it out. They had like 15-minute segments with all these different guys that were involved. But now we're back to our standard two-man operation here.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an episode that I'm very excited about.
I know you're excited about it.
You know that I love
it. I know you're excited about it. Yeah.
So I can't wait. But Ryan, let's just get to the news of the week, shall we?
Let's do it.
All right, first things first here, Ryan.
Fucking GIF.
If you're watching on the YouTube stream, we stream these on Monday nights, youtube.com/dorkpodcast. I've added a little flair to it. I've decided to put the music into the YouTube, which makes it easier to edit at the end. Ryan, no surprise here, but Tenet has been postponed yet again. It was like early July, then pushed to end of July, and now August 12th. Is the new date, which even then I wonder.
Like, I don't think so.
Some of this shit, at least if August 12th is the real date, I don't know if they're going to be lining up in Texas to see it or lining up in Florida.
Or what is it? I think Arizona just shut down for 30 days.
Arizona just got a bunch of positive tests. So I don't know, man. I really don't know if that's going to work. And this is the one movie that they are obviously so stubborn about, Christopher Nolan, and God bless him, he made the movie he can be, but he's like, it was shot a certain way, it needs to be seen in IMAX, this is not going to be put in theaters, but he also wanted it to be this year, and it just seems like, are we going to get to the point where they just punt this into 2021?
Let's do it. I mean, I think Nolan's not hurting for money.
No, probably not.
People are going to see this movie eventually. Yeah. You know, I think he has a right as a director to be like, no, like, I want this. I want people to see this in a theater.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I think I'm all for it. I mean, I don't want, and this is a movie from what I've seen of it. I mean, I've seen all said and done, what, 5 minutes of the movie?
Yeah, you saw the
extended thing. Like, there's no way I'm going to sit in front of a, like a 52 inch TV and watch this.
All right. When are you personally going to be comfortable going to a movie theater?
I wasn't comfortable going to the movies really. Anyway,
it's a good point. I didn't love the movies.
I didn't love sitting in a dark room where people were told where all the exits were every time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you need to know where they are, Ryan.
Right, but like, does anybody need to know?
It was kind of weird, and then, but even on top of it, even if safety aside, it's annoying sometimes. If you're in there with the wrong group in the some asshole that's got to go to the bathroom every 30 minutes or whatever.
There he is.
There you got that guy screaming at you in the back,
kicking the back of the fridge's seat.
Ugh. Not great.
That's a good callback.
That is
about
that. Let me ask you this.
That is true. So sorry to interrupt. Someone, Bryant, just said in the chat that if Davey never went to the movies, we would never have Kyle's dad. That's true.
We would have missed out on one of the great stories.
And
the
messed up stuff always happens to me at the movies.
Yeah, that's true. And
so I got to go to the movies. But
yeah, you do. You need to go to the movies. Or you can stay home and watch great TV shows like The Boys.
Like The Boys.
So The Boys had one of these little chats that we tweeted out at Dork Podcast. Patton Oswalt hosted a, I don't know if it was Zoom or it was one of those like virtual things. So the entire cast, and they were just talking about what's going on. They announced a couple of things. One, season two is going to come back on September 4th. But unlike season one, they're not going to release it all at once. They're going to release three episodes on September 4th. And then it's going to be a weekly show until the end of the season.
Which is, I'm fine with that. Because, like you, like I'm sure you did too. How long did it take you to watch The Boys?
Oh, God.
All of it.
Two days?
2 days.
Two days probably?
I watched the whole thing.
Because wasn't it only eight episodes?
It was eight episodes, but I watched.
We crushed it.
Girl Ryan and I just watched it in 2 days. We couldn't stop.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. And so however they want to do it is fine. And also, hopefully in September, the NFL is on and hopefully some other movies are actually out. And it's like, hopefully there's other things to be doing, but you at least have those three episodes. You can watch that weekend and then you'll space it out. They also released, and we tweeted this out as well, the first 3 minutes of season two. Fucking awesome. Awesome.
I haven't watched it yet.
You haven't watched it?
I'm going to watch it right after this.
How much of the comic book have you read?
I read the first trade, so I think it was like the first five issues.
Okay, so this part I don't think was in the first trade, but it was pretty soon thereafter, and I haven't finished it. I got to go back and finish it. I think it's like 12 trades, but they're thin, right? Yeah. Like, didn't you say
like
the
trades like five? It trades like five comics.
But they're small. It's like even smaller than like a Batman comic.
It's not like a whole graphic novel. It's like a half. No. Yeah.
So I think there might be 12 in total, and I want to say I've read like eight. So I'm like, I don't know if I want to finish it before the show or like leave some surprise.
You don't want to say to people that the book is better? Isn't that
that's not how it happened to the book, Ryan. It's not how it went down actually in graphic novel number six.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I love the book and I love the show. Like, they're both equally fantastic. Mm-hmm. On Netflix right now, streaming right now. At your fingertips. Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire Saga. This is the Will Ferrell, Rachel McAdams vehicle.
Sure is.
How much have you seen of this?
I watched it.
You watched the whole thing?
I watched the whole thing.
So me and my wife, I'll get your thoughts in one second. Me and my wife, who don't agree on what to watch often, as you know, there's been some Jeans picks suggested. She's shot those down. So this was one where like we both wanted to watch something light. We're like, let's just watch something light.
Yeah.
So we threw it on. And it wasn't, well, we didn't finish it, I'll just say. But it was more because we started it late.
Right.
20, 30 minutes maybe we watched. It's fucking 2 hours long.
It's long. And like, it's one of those movies. There's another movie on Netflix right now that I was going to make it my not pick of the pod, but I'll bring it up now. Okay. There's a movie on Netflix. It came out in 2018, but like I'd never heard of it. It's called An Evening with Beverly Loughlin. And it's got Aubrey Plaza.
Oh, okay.
Craig Robinson, Jemaine Clement, Matt, I forget the, he's in What We Do in the Shadows. It's got like real Emil Hirsch is in it, like really funny people. So I'm like, all right, I'll give this a shot. It was the weirdest fucking movie I have ever seen in my life. Like to the point where it's like, it's if the the director of Napoleon Dynamite tried to do an episode of Tim and Eric.
Yep, I got you. I understand.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. So, and the same thing with that movie. Like, it was 2 hours long, and like 45 minutes in, I'm like, all right, we got to be wrapping this up soon, right? And I look at the thing, and I'm like, there's still an hour and 15 minutes left of this movie? How? How?
Let me ask you this, and we've sort of tiptoed around this in a previous episode.
Sure.
What was the last really good Will Ferrell movie? Step Brothers, mind you, came out in 2008.
I think that I'm gonna look. Might I'm gonna IMDb it right now. I think that's it.
Would you say The Other Guys is a great movie?
It's a good movie.
Good movie. So that it's was good. 2010. Solid. So you made a good movie in 10. And then I think you're talking about.
Let's see. I'm trying to look at this. So
Get Hard. Great title, but nope. Daddy's Home, no. The Internship, no. The Campaign,
He was in The Internship? I never saw that, actually.
It says uncredited, so he must have just a tiny role.
Was like
a,
yeah.
Anchorman 2, Holmes and Watson, Daddy's Home 2,
yeah,
The House. The House was not good. It's been... I mean, I still like him. You're always going to like him, but it's not been a great run for him.
It has not. Since 2000, since the turn of the decade, it has not been a good...
Been a dry 10 years. No.
Right.
Another movie that was really long and I'm still not done is on HBO right now, Dr. Sleep.
Yeah, so that's my next thing I'm going to watch. There's and I've told on HBO Max, if you have HBO Max, which I do, not to money bag, not to Scrooge McDuckie here, but
wow, must be nice, Ryan, all that Wild Bill's money.
No, you know what happened was my brother signed up for HBO Now. Which is not HBO Go, it's HBO Now, so it's like their standalone streamer.
Oh, yeah.
That turned into HBO Max.
There you go.
Because it's technically the same price. So, but the regular and director's cut are on HBO Max.
Mm.
And the director's cut, I guess, is a completely different movie.
Oh, my God.
So
yeah. I've just been watching I have regular HBO. Sorry. You know, doing okay. Yes. Not great, but doing okay. So I have regular HBO, and I was watching it. And it's I won't spoil anything, but it's kind of it's very Stephen King in that it's a bit of a slog. Not a slog. It's a slow burn, maybe. I'll see how it goes.
Slow burn. Okay.
Yeah, a little bit of that. It's interesting. So I want to talk about it, but it's like 2.5 hours long.
But just to put a pin in this, Fire Saga.
Oh yeah.
Instantly forgettable.
Yeah. Not great.
I forgot all the funniest parts in the movie by the time it was over.
Yeah, it's just like throwaway joke.
Yeah, and like weird accents.
Iceland, yeah.
Yeah.
Rachel McAdams has a voice. But anyway, give Dr. Sleep a go. Let me know.
They're from Iceland, but they're obsessed with ABBA, who's from Sweden. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Like,
I don't know. I
mean, they just assume that Americans think that they're the same thing.
Like, here's the deal. Iceland, actually very green. Greenland covered in ice.
Yeah.
Yeah, also from Iceland, Bjork.
Bjork. I love Bjork.
I only know that because of CKY when they went to Iceland. Remember?
Yeah, and they kept
Actually went to Bjork's house.
Yeah. The record high temperature in Reykjavik, Iceland, Richard, what do you think it is?
The record high?
Record high. Like the hottest Reykjavik, Iceland has ever been. What do you think it was?
91?
82 degrees.
That's the highest it's ever been?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was a guy or a couple of guys that would rather be cold
who
than
run hot.
We want
I think I belong Iceland. In Reykjavik, Iceland. I'm told the beer is excellent.
Okay.
And the food is horrible.
I could deal
Doesn't
with that.
Doesn't matter. You get drunk enough and everything tastes the same.
It's all deadly at that point.
Yeah.
All right. That's the news that I got here, Ryan. Mm-hmm. We have a very important episode coming up. But before we get to that, let's get to that. All the news that you have.
It's time for Davey's Video Game Minute. Even if it takes more than a minute.
All right, Ryan, what do you have?
Well, first of all, I have this week, this installment of the hashtag Dork podcast is brought to you by Wild Bill Soda.
Pew, 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 pew.
I got my muggies here. Look at my muggies.
Look at that. Look at you.
Here. Look at me with the mugs, right?
Look at you.
Go to wildbillsoda.com. Hashtag get your mug on. Use the promo code Ron Von D and get yourself a nice little discount on some Wild Bill soda. Pure cane sugar, low carbonation, perfect for mixing. We'll get into that later.
Yes,
but
we
we'll
will.
Make sure you check out wildbillsoda.com and use Ron Von D, the promo code, and get yourself a little bit of a discount. All right. So
but
I finished The Last of Us Part 2. You've
Yeah, so this is no spoilers here.
No spoiler.
We are going to do a full episode on it.
We're going to do full episode
every single thought that Davey has on The Last of Us 2. Mm-hmm. We will do that at some point, but I don't want him to spoil anything for me.
I am not going
to
spoil it. I did finish it.
How many hours roughly did it take you to finish it?
30.
Okay. So with that being said, I am probably sneaking up on a third of the way done.
And I was very deliberate. I started streaming it and decided that, like, I wasn't getting a lot of viewers, and I think the reason is no one wanted me to spoil it.
I purposely didn't watch because I'm going to play this soon, and you were ahead of me, so I'm like, I don't want to watch it.
And so I figured that was the case, and then, like, I felt myself, like, getting really quiet because I was, like, it wasn't very interactive because I was so, like, wrapped into it, and I wanted it to be kind of, like, a very personal thing, so, like, I just did it off stream.
Well, you know what I did too the other day was I was playing the first 5-6 hours I played. It was just, you know, sitting on my couch on the big screen, just playing it. The last 2 hours that I played, I had like the big can headphones
on. You need them on.
Much better.
Much better experience.
Better.
This is something we'll get into when we do the standalone episode of that. Yeah. But I just know that that's coming, and I did finish it because people had been asking me. But the big news coming out of the gaming world, and this is, you asked me about this today. Guy Beam, known around the Twitch world as Dr. Disrespect, is gone.
Let me jump in here. If you've never heard of Dr. Disrespect, don't feel bad. If you have heard of Dr. Disrespect, don't feel bad. He is a very famous video game.
He's a very famous video. Yeah.
Like on Twitch and on YouTube, super, like, I would say Ninja is probably the closest thing to a household name, if that exists with video game players. Mm-hmm. Dr. Disrespect is probably second, third on that list.
I would say he's the biggest personality on Twitch. Like he's
okay. He had like a feud going with like The Undertaker at one point. Like they had
that was fake. So that was all like manufactured.
Well,
like
right. Well, it was wrestling. I mean, I understand.
Yeah.
But I really only know about these guys because of Shime. Like I follow our guy Shime's time on Twitter. He follows a lot of the, like Tim the Tap Man, a lot of these different Twitch streamers. So all of a sudden I saw Dr. Disrespect trending, and then you can kind of fill in from here.
So what happens is on Twitch is if you get essentially three strikes, you're permanent or do something that's like grossly negligent, like you are permanently banned from the site. And he has received a permanent ban from the site, but nobody knows why. He said in a tweet that basically that he knows. Like
I thought he didn't know.
He didn't. Well, he said that like the way he worded it was like Twitch hasn't told him why.
Okay.
Like he knows the reason why, but they haven't come out and said it. Right now. There has been wild, and you were like, what the hell's going on with this? And I'm like, I don't know, because every story I read contradicts the last one. So there's the people who immediately jumped on, like, this has to do, like, there was pretty widely publicized at, like, a Twitch event, like, he cheated on his wife, and it was a whole thing.
Like, years ago.
Years ago. Right. And so, like, there's, you know, what's going on in the world right now is people are taking a hard look at everything you've done. I mean, people could, like, I'm nervous now, because, like, people are going to bring up the fact that I did, like, a Black Panther voice, and, like, people are gonna like cancel us, you know?
Yeah, no, I know.
And so not to say that if he did that, like that's okay. It's not. It's absolutely not. But
it really depends on what it is, and we don't know what it is. And that's why the one thing I would say too is there's so many people that are like free Dr. Disrespect or free doctor, free doc, right? That's like a hashtag going around.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you gotta be careful what it is. Like if you're convinced that he didn't do anything that bad, then so be it. But what if something really bad comes out and then you're the asshole saying
exactly. You're saying free. So you got to be careful with that shit too. But like what I'm saying is like, this has swung from like, he cheated on his wife and he's been harassing this girl for 3 years and she's like the legal action and she's got voicemails and pictures and whatever, to the other side of this whole thing, which is this conspiracy theory that, cause he has a YouTube channel too. And so there's this whole theory about how Google, who owns YouTube, is going to prop up Spotify as a streaming service. And he has signed an exclusive deal with Twitch. So Twitch is pissed at him for talking to Google about being on Spotify.
The one that I read was that Dr. Disrespect and Ninja and the other dude that got kicked out of Mixer, or not kicked out, but are free agents, basically.
Shroud, yeah.
Three of the most popular streamers are all getting together and basically like LeBron, D-Wade, and Bosch trying to form a super team. But in this case, not just leaving the Cleveland Cavs, but leaving the NBA. Like they're all like,
yeah, they're thinking about doing their own service. Yeah.
But then you read other things and like from verified sources that are like, he is done everywhere, not just on Twitch.
Well, because he's still under contract with Twitch. He's still exclusive with them. So he now he can't stream.
So he's just sitting at home.
Yeah, he can't do anything. But like, I don't know if you don't know him that well. He calls himself the two-time. It is because he is the two-time, how he got his start in competitive video gaming. He is the back-to-back world NBA Jam champion.
That's pretty cool.
In like the early 90s.
So I actually like that.
Like,
I respect that because everybody
actually played college basketball.
Oh, did he? Yeah, I know he's super tall.
Yeah.
But the other thing, my first thought was, especially because he has that connection with The Undertaker, I was like, could all of this just be a work? Could this be
it fake? Could be.
Could they be Twitch and him working together to sort of do this? I'm not so sure. Because there's also a guy, he goes by Slasher on Twitter.
Yep.
And as Shime told me, he's basically like the Adam Schefter of competitive gaming and streamers.
He is until he isn't.
Fair. No, so maybe Schefter's not the right. Maybe he's like the Jason LaCanfora.
Yeah.
Hits and misses there.
He's like the Brian Windhorst.
But he was like, he's saying it's such a sensitive issue that he can't say what it is. But he says he knows what it is. But I'm like, that could be bullshit.
People who don't know, isn't that what they, well, I know what it is, but I can't say anything. You don't fucking know.
Yeah.
By the way, he played for Cal State Polytech.
Division 2. Well, hey, not bad.
Not bad. Man, right?
So anyway, nobody really knows what's going on with that. It's big video game news, though, nonetheless.
It's big.
So.
It's big for Twitch, too, because he was like their big BSD, their big swinging dick.
And then people have also gone back to like the last stream that he did where he kind of signed off in a really weird way.
Yeah, he had his phone. This. Yeah.
I'll fucking...
Shit's weird. Right.
And then just cuts out. Yeah, shit's weird. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Even, I mean, I don't know this guy, but I'm still kind of intrigued.
But if he has a non-compete and he's talking to Ninja and Shroud about starting their own streaming service, like that is completely grounds for being like,
yeah, you're out of Twitch. But then I go back to this woman on Twitter that was like, he's not just done on Twitch, he's done everywhere, which that would not be the case. Now, he'd be done for a certain amount of time and you have the non-compete takes you up through whenever your contract says, but then he'd be back fucking playing games again.
Not like that. Like, how do you stop someone from playing video games?
Ryan, imagine that, taking away your livelihood. Well, for this guy, it is.
So we went off there for a little bit. No, that's that we went way over.
I was interested by that though, and like there's still like you said, there's no real answers. So like I don't know.
Nothing from Twitch.
Yeah,
nothing. Weird. Like you and the people are pissed. The people who are like the free doc. There's a female streamer. I don't know how to say her name. It's like Ali Nitty, or whatever. But she's like forced alcohol down her cat's throat. She's like down her dog's throat, like thrown her cat like on stream. She flashed a boob and like flashed her like on stream and like never gets banned.
Jesus.
Never. And like people have been calling for her head for like years.
Yeah, so you got to do something.
Yeah. And they got to So they're making an example out of the dog.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Ryan, let me ask you a very important question. Are you ready for the topic du jour? Well, I'm glad you asked because it's the topic of the day. And today it is one of my passions in life.
It really is.
Cryptids. Now, again, sort of short for, the cryptozoology, which is the study of unexplained creatures in science.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, it's known as cryptids. Some are very, very famous. Some maybe only local legends.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start out with some of the big swinging dicks, as you had sort of mentioned. BSDs of the cryptid world.
Yep.
But let me tell you how my brain operates. And I think people who have listened to the podcast probably understand this already, but I'll just fill everybody else in. When it comes to the world of cryptids, I immediately believe it and then go through the steps to maybe say, nah. Whereas most people say, no chance, but if you give me enough evidence, maybe I can change my mind. So I have to be convinced that it's not true rather than the other way around.
And I need to see, like, evidence. I like you. I'm like, I'm a skeptic by nature, and I need to see it.
Well, let me give you some evidence right here. Pow. If you're watching on the YouTube stream, that right there is Nessie. That is that is the Loch Ness Monster, Ryan, who was trending last week on Twitter, because every so often somebody claims to see something and then it gets picked up a little bit again. Right.
Yeah. I'm gonna say something right now.
Go ahead.
That's someone's hand.
So this, Ryan, is what is referred to as the surgeon's photograph that came out in 1934. And this is sort of one of the most famous photos, at least for a very long time.
If I said photo of the Loch Ness Monster, that is exactly what we're looking at. Yeah.
And again, this is why it's important to sort of jump in on the YouTube, because you'll be able to see it. Now, the Loch Ness Monster was first sort of discussed in the late 1800s. I think it was like 1870. Mm-hmm. There were people around Lake Loch Ness that was like, hey, there's something going on in there. There's something going on in there. And then the stories kind of grew as they would. And then this photo came out in 1934. And believe it or not, guess what the first place that published this photo was? The Daily Mail.
The Daily Mail, which is their version of the Inquirer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Daily Mail, very, very hit or miss with stuff. They put this out there. Long story short, this has been proven to be a hoax. This one is not true.
And like I said, you can see
this photo.
Like, if I were to make true. Like the dog hand, you can see like where the hole is in the hand. Yep. Like, this is just someone's hand, and it's just like a very grainy black and white photo. So it looks like something sticking out of the water.
Yeah, the idea of the Loch Ness Monster is he's got a little shit of a head,
yeah,
long neck,
but it's an arm. Like, it's clearly someone's arm.
Yeah, this ain't it.
And the ripples are way too big.
So what's also funny is some of the original stories about the Loch Ness Monster include people witnessing the monster outside of the water, which blew me away, because I just thought it was like, you get into like a big lake, and like Vermont, for example, mm-hmm. has Champy, which is Champy, Lake Champlain. They have a goddamn sea creature in there too, or so some believe. But I've always thought it was just, hey, you're like on like a little kayak, you see something, you're like, oh shit, like that, there's a Loch Ness Monster. A lot of the early stories of sightings of the Loch Ness Monster are from people that saw him outside of the fucking lake crossing the street. I shit you not. There are plenty of accounts of people that said, and so one guy explained it, and he's like, yeah, I saw a fucking thing, had like a really long neck and like a little head, and like he kind of saw me and he ran across the street. The fucking scientist that he told that to, I forgot this guy's name.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, you might be talking about an otter. I go, an otter?
Otter?
An otter might be the cutest creature in the world.
Oh my God, yeah.
There's nothing cuter than an otter
that they hold hands so they don't float away from each other.
They hold hands because they're always in love. They just sit there. They just crack shells on their chest. They rub their beards. They wash their face. I mean, they're the cutest goddamn creatures. They don't look anything like this dinosaur dragon thing that you're dealing with in Lake Loch Ness. Now, here's the problem. I always wanted to believe in the Loch Ness Monster, but as we have sort of developed technology, they've been able to sort of take this equipment, go into the lake, scan the lake.
Infrared satellite photography. Like, there's no Nessie in the fucking Loch Ness.
But I would also say, with a lot of these cryptids that we're going to talk about, first of all, there's so many animal species, both sea and land, in the world that would explain a lot of the things. And maybe you just get like a mutated version. For example, in the human world, right? You could see, I don't know why these are the first examples I have, but you could see Carrie Strug and you could see Shaquille O'Neal. Like, different size people, right?
Yeah.
And I think you can get that too with some of these like sea creatures, or even stuff that you see in the woods. Like, you're like, all right, that's just a fucking huge that's the biggest wolf in the world. And that could explain some of the stuff. But the other crazy thing is birds have been known to pick shit up in their mouth, fly a super long distance, and drop shit in. So sometimes you will get freshwater animals in salt water, and you know, vice versa.
The bull shark is known for
Can adapt, Ryan.
Can adapt. And it's so very important. Jellyfish.
on a scale of 1 to 6, 6 being 100%.
Like if I went to Loch Ness in Scotland, I would see this thing as 6. Yeah.
And 1 being a there's no fucking way. Where are you on the Loch Ness Monster?
A 1.
What about all time? Maybe he died.
All time. Then it bumps it up to like a maybe 2.5.
Yeah.
But I am out on the Loch Ness Monster. There's no Loch Ness Monster.
All right.
Now I'm not going to be this. I'm not going to be this contrarian for the whole thing. Just
you're not
going to
be
stick
an
around.
angry shit of
no,
a guy.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
All right. So if the Loch Ness Monster is the most famous, I would have to say that Bigfoot is the next like most talked about.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm.
And so let's take you to here. Let me pull up this photo here. Which is
the one,
which is really the one, and it includes the
which they spoofed an elf, right?
Yeah, So there's even like a video. I'm not gonna get the fucking video for it. We've all seen it, right?
Yeah,
we've all seen the Sasquatch or Bigfoot kind of walking by, turning, and then just continue to walk.
Very exaggerated arm swing.
Yes. Yep. This is the one hairy son of a bitch, Ryan.
Oh yeah.
If you don't mind me saying. Head to toe covered in it.
Yeah.
What do you make of just this video alone, by the way?
Oh, it stinks. This video stinks.
What do you mean it stinks? It's the number one cryptid video. There's no video like it.
But
you don't like it?
No. And I'll let's get to why. You want to know the why?
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Well, I'll tell you why it's good. You can tell me why it sucks.
Because if I'm going to believe in any of these things, I really, really want to believe in Bigfoot. I want to believe. And one of the things, being a video game person that I am, one of the things that really endeared me to Bigfoot was Red Dead Redemption, when you actually met Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And he talks, and his explanation as to why you've never seen anything like him is amazing.
Okay.
And it's actually really sad. Did you ever get to that part? Did you ever find Bigfoot?
No, I never found him. I was pissed. I wish I did.
Okay, this game's like 15 years old, so I can tell the story now. So basically, you find him in the woods, and he's by himself, and he's like depressed because he's the only one left, and he begs you to kill him. Because he can't go anywhere. He can't do anything. Like everybody, and he can't go see other people because they'll kill him because they killed his whole family and basically just like put a bullet in my head. And you can choose to do it or not.
Do you remember in Strange Wilderness, the movie, when they found Bigfoot?
Yes.
Unbelievable scene. So I'll spoil this, too, because this has been out for a while. But I love Strange Wilderness. It's a stupid... It's the worst. Just straight-up dumb comedy.
It's the worst. Yeah.
But I was in tears laughing probably twice. Obviously, the shark underwater, him doing the voiceover for the shark.
That will never not be funny. That will never not be funny to me.
Or when he's just doing, anytime he's doing voiceovers is great. Like he keeps tripping over the word brown bear. So he just changes it to red bear. Like,
or the fact that he's like, sharks are found in the northern and southern hemispheres.
Yeah, it's just, so I love the movie. But part of it is like they're hunting for Sasquatch because they're trying to save the show. They want to keep the Strange Wilderness show going. And they actually find the Sasquatch, but he like frightens them and they just pump them full of like 1,000 machine
guns. Oh, they shoot him. Yeah.
They shoot him so dead. And then they try to say that he's alive. So they end up propping him up with stuff.
I will say this is a hot take. You know how I have that whole Ben Stiller thing where like, I don't think Ben Stiller's never the funniest person in any of his movies.
I disagree though. I would say Heavyweights.
And we've had this argument before. And I said, well, it makes that character inherently lame is he did the same exact character in Dodgeball.
But blame Dodgeball then. Don't blame Heavyweights.
But anyway, Steve Zahn is always the funniest person in the movie.
Ooh.
Saving Silverman. I just recently watched that thing you do. Strange Wilderness. Like, that guy's fucking funny.
Joyride.
Right.
Comedy, but he's very good in that.
Yeah.
Pick of the Pod, Paul Walker. But he,
Steve Zahn is very funny.
The other thing with Bigfoot, so this video that you see walking across, I watched the special where a scientist was talking about it. And he said that, and I believe even on this photo, and if you're watching on the YouTube stream, I hate to keep popping that up, but that it's important. If you look at his calf, Ryan,
sure,
it flexes. It flexes.
Oh, yeah, I can see it. Yeah.
So if this was just a jackass in a suit, you wouldn't be able to see the flexed calf.
Yeah.
That is why Bigfoot exists. Bigfoot, six out of six. There are, or if you want to go with his international cousin, the Yeti or the Abominable Snow Monster,
yep,
they probably exist too. But Bigfoot or Sasquatch do exist. Now, I also need to point out that 6 years ago, when I was working at the other radio station, the Sports Hub,
yes,
I interviewed Rick Dyer. Rick Dyer claims to have killed multiple Bigfoots or Big Feet in his time.
Okay. Yep.
Now, he killed them, he says, in like the Tennessee area,
okay,
which certainly throws off what we've always sort of thought was the Pacific Northwest.
Right.
But he claims that he killed one and then lost it.
Okay.
Then killed another and the government took it from him. So he actually doesn't have either one. But he went on like a hey, you don't believe me tour. And part of that tour was joining me on Kiefer Madness.
Sure.
He was adamant that he'd killed them. He had his whole thing. He used like deer piss and some other stuff to lure the Big Feet out.
Mm-hmm.
Then he kind of shot them down, probably likes the strange wilderness scene. And so I'm in though. Like there are some hairy ass people in the world.
Not like that though. Can I tell a story?
Well, that's the whole idea of the podcast, Ryan.
Okay, so I want to tell us a Bigfoot story. So there was where I work at this all boys boarding school. There was a young man who was famous for two things. The first, he was the only student. We do a foreign language poetry contest, which you recite a poem in like target language. And he was the only student in Mandarin 5 honors. So I'm sitting there as a Latin teacher, and I'm sitting there and I'm watching all these kids perform. And I look over, and our Mandarin teacher at the time is like holding in laughter, like as the kid is saying the poem. Like he's just stifling laughter, like he's plugging his nose, like he's like doing that whole thing. And I said, Kevin, like, what were you laughing at? Was that like a funny poem? He goes, no. He goes, he forgot the poem halfway through and started saying, like, nobody in this room other than my teacher has any idea what I'm saying. I could be saying fucking anything right now, and you guys have no idea what I'm saying, so I'm just going to make some shit up, and yada, 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 and started saying, like, nonsense words, and then sat down, and everybody fucking ripped up and started
laughing. Oh, they loved it? Yeah.
So this kid, the other thing he's famous for, he started a Sasquatch club on campus, and we have this big morning meeting. Like, we'd have chapel at St. Paul's. We have, like, this morning meeting, and kids can get up and make announcements and stuff. I'm going to say his first name. He's like, "Sup guys, you know me, I'm Nikolai. I just want to let you guys know that I'm heading up." He talked just like this. He's like, "I'm heading up this new club. We're going to go squatching on campus." And he's like, "I just want you guys to know, like, it's the fall. So like, there's a lot of squatch mating going on right now. So if you hear any noises in the woods, don't go near them. Stay away from them." They made t-shirts. Like, this was a legitimate club on campus. They had like t-shirts and shit.
How many kids were in the club?
Oh, like like as soon as he brought this idea, like 20 kids signed up, like right on the spot.
They went squatching.
So he was like, yo, they went squatching. And he's like, so if you hear any woods, if you're in the woods and you hear something like this, don't go anywhere near it. All right. So up, I'm Nikolai. I'll see you guys later. And like, everybody was dying laughing.
I would have joined it.
And that's the type of kid who needs to go to like boarding. That's the type of kid you get behind.
That's the kind of guy you'll find there and you just embrace.
And he is like, he's got to be like 25 years old now, because that was my first year and he was a senior. So he's got to be like 25 years old. I don't know what he's doing, but he's fucking hilarious.
He's probably hunting down Sasquatch, which was a show, by the way.
As we speak. Squatch, yeah.
They did. They did like a whole show trying to hunt Sasquatch, and there was like a big reward.
Jesus, the real creatures in that show was the cast.
Correct.
Yeah.
But that's a whole community, by the way, because when we interviewed Rick Dyer, a bunch of people started tweeting at me talking about what a fraud he is. And one of the guys that tweeted me, I'll never forget it, his Twitter handle was Hank Squatch.
Which is a great alias.
So Hank Squatch.
If you're famous enough that you can't sign into a hotel under your own name, I'm going to be Hank Squatch.
He's Hank Squatch. He was pissed about like I'm like, listen, I don't know anything about Rick Dyer, except he claims to have killed two Big Feet. So I'm in on Bigfoot.
Sure.
Six?
I'm going to go three. I'm three on Bigfoot.
You go, sure. Three.
Oh, you said I'm in. I'm like, sure.
I'm
in.
Yeah, I am. All right. I'm in on Bigfoot. I also, we've told the story before. I'm not going to tell the whole thing again, but when we played WrestleMania 2000,
yeah,
which is like one of the great games ever, and we had the whole dorm playing.
The whole dorm had a character, yeah.
But the fucking one kid who played and his creative character was the Yeti, and he was just a guy that he was barefoot. He was like, he made him like albino, so he looked more like a snow monster. But he would used to be the Yeti, and he'd come running in
barefoot. He had this snooka, like the either like wristbands and like snooka anklets, and just like he just ran in and just got smoked.
Just like smoked. He was the worst one by far.
He set up. He loved the character, but didn't set up any of his moves, so he had no moves.
Generic move set.
Yeah.
Here comes the Yeti. Here comes the Yeti. We're like, oh my god.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan, this next one, we're gonna take a little bit of a turn. I would say those two are the two biggest swingers, swinging dicks of the cryptids. This next one, let me introduce you to the Jersey Devil. They named a goddamn hockey team after
it. I know. I'm surprised that people don't know this more than they should, because the whole fucking hockey team is named after this thing.
Yes.
Like, the Jersey Devils are named after that.
So this is a story, according to many. There was a woman named Jane Leeds that lived in New Jersey. It was a Pine Barrens resident. And her 13th child was cursed and came out like the devil, like this creature that we have on the screen here, a winged son of a bitch. And so he came out, but then there were sightings all over the place, and everybody was convinced that there was some sort of like biped that lived in this New Jersey. It has like a horse face, which is weird.
Yeah.
Horse
bat
face.
Bat wings.
I guess, you know what, kind of like a horse body overall, skinnier back legs.
Yep.
This one's weird, but it's got one of the biggest legends behind it, probably.
And it does. So what people I listen to, and I will recommend this to anybody who's fascinated with this story. Lore, the podcast Lore, does an awesome episode about the oral history of the Jersey Devil. And like you said, it was the 13th child. It was born on like a thunderstorm, and the midwife was like, this is a bad omen, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
That thing comes out and just, they try to kill it and it flies out the window like immediately. So like that's
right.
So there, and around that area, I didn't know this before leading that in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, that wooded area is like one of the largest natural preserved forests. Like, around, like it's crazy. You think that like New Jersey has that is crazy to me.
Yeah, but I wouldn't know that either.
But where like Blair Witch was filmed, that was in Pennsylvania. No, that was in Maryland, right?
Was that Pennsylvania? That might have been Pennsylvania
or Ohio. Actually. But like that area, there's like a huge
There's
like woods just everywhere.
Uh huh.
So that's where this thing apparently resides.
It's pretty crazy. It says it's reported to move quickly and is often described as emitting a high-pitched, quote, blood-curdling scream.
Don't care for that.
No, I don't like this one bit. This one would be fucking terrifying.
Not the most terrifying, but
not number one.
Not number one.
Not number one. I'm more like a 2-3 on this one.
I would like to go higher. I would say 4. I would say that this thing did exist. It doesn't anymore.
Ooh. Well, yeah, I would say that, because this was a long time ago.
And the thing is I'm not into dinosaurs, as you know.
You're not into dinosaurs?
I am not into dinosaurs.
Like,
I'm not.
Them existing or like
No. Like, I don't like, if you talk about like cryptids,
yeah,
like Champy and like Nessie, like I'm not into that. I'm not into like dinosaurs, right?
Okay.
But what I am into is like kind of like the hashtag dork dark. Like, I love like things like the occult and like things like they're like, and I'm worried that like opening yourself up to things like this is going to like invite them in. It's like a vampire knocking at your door. Like,
I hear that. I hear what you're saying. I do hear what you're saying,
but I love things like this, like 13th kid born. I'm like, you know,
it is like perfect for like a movie.
Yeah.
Like absolutely perfect for a movie
and kind of like a terrifying area.
Yeah.
Woods are scary, man.
Just yeah, what? Oh, yeah, woods are. I mean, you don't know what you're going to find in there.
Exactly.
So speaking of that, this is probably right up your alley too, Ryan. This would be The Chupacabra.
The Chupacabra, which you've seen. This image is one that I haven't seen.
Yeah, this is one of, like, there are many. There are many. This is just an artist rendition. But this is one of, like, it's sort of similar to the Jersey Devil. I think the Chupacabra is also in some kind of cultures as, like, their version of the boogeyman. And it's a way to kind of scare kids straight into certain things and sort of tell these different stories and be like, oh, by the way, this is going on. But basically, the Chupacabra is like some sort of animal creature that drinks the blood of livestock. Mm-hmm. And there are images of this where there will be like goats or chickens or just shit animals on the farm.
Yeah.
And people wake up the next morning and these things are like drained. Their blood is drained from them.
There's three deep puncture wounds.
Yeah, they're on the neck. Some sort of vampire. And then they say, no, it's the Chupacabra.
Some sort of night flyer.
It's a night flyer. He's got a single engine plane. And he goes out there. Now, this one's interesting to me because there actually could be some sort of explanation for it.
Yes. And the explanation.
Go ahead.
The explanation that I've read and that I've researched doing this episode is that, like, people are like, oh no, they're like, and the images I've seen of them, they're like these weird, mangy, like hairless dogs.
Yeah.
And so what people are saying is like, because the other thing about Chupacabra too, is they hunt in packs.
Yes. And
they've been known to take down people. So what people are saying is that they're actually like hairless, like severe manged coyotes.
Oh, let me give you like this gentleman.
Like that. Yeah. Like, oof. It's like scary a genetic looking. Thing. It's like a genetic thing where, like, look at that yellow-eyed bastard, huh?
Like, so if you saw that at night and just got a glimpse of his eyes, you'd be terrified.
I would be, because I'm telling you.
And you're not sure what that is.
No, and they can be super aggressive.
Yeah.
Like, coyote, especially when they're, like, together. Like,
well, like, so growing up in New Hampshire, we're aware of fisher cats.
Oh, my God.
Fisher cats are a mean son of a bitch, and they're small. Like, they're not that big, but they are, think of like a weasel on steroids.
I would say like a ferret or a weasel the size of a dog.
Yeah.
A small dog.
But all like muscle.
All muscle.
And will shred you to pieces.
And anything, the sound anything, those fuckers make.
Oh, aren't they the ones that do the mom, they sound like they're saying mom. Isn't that them?
Something or like, yeah, them and something. But when they scream.
Oh, they scream. They screech. Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
But that's messed up.
It's a wild time. But so the Chupacabra, I'm definitely in on. It's just, it's probably like you said, it's some sort of variation of like
a I'm in
coyote. That can't not exist.
It's got to be like a genetic defect in like a group of coyotes.
Yeah.
Like you said, there's like a mutation. Like that might be it.
Yeah.
Because those little fuckers are like, they're in the South, right? So they're in like Mexico, Texas. Like,
yeah, it's a lot of those places that
very arid regions.
Yeah.
Could have skin conditions.
Yeah, Puerto Rico.
Yeah,
was a hot spot for him. But yeah, that's like a six. It's just a matter of what exactly
that thing that I'm looking at right now. It definitely exists somewhere.
All right, let's go to one. Let's go to a completely different part. Let's go to the Algonquin tribes.
Sure.
And let's go. Like this is like Canada and North, like
New England,
North New England, maybe even like Big Ten country, like Wisconsin.
Yeah,
might have. The Wendigo.
And these, I didn't want to tip my hand, are my fucking favorite. I love the Wendigo.
The Wendigo is scary looking.
So like this one is kind of like
You don't like this one that we got up here?
No.
All right, I'll find you another one.
Find the one from the game Until Dawn.
Oh, is it?
Or Till Dawn.
Until Dawn?
Or Till Dawn. Remember the one that had like a... Hayden Panettiere in it. I played it on stream a couple, and then I finished it off stream.
Oh my God.
Until Dawn.
Is this Until Dawn? Is this bastard? Oh, that's scary, Ryan. I don't know if I can put this on.
Put it up there.
This one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So the Wendigo is another. It's almost Chupacabra-like in the sense that it's in such folklore, and it is... I think another way of like scaring people, and there's like a message behind it. It's almost like Greek mythology in a way.
And that's why this is part of Native American mythology. And this is something that like I've dabbled in, like, I do the Greek and Roman and some Norse mythology stuff, but like I've dabbled into like Native American mythology, and reading about these things is fascinating to me.
Yeah.
They're that monster. They're like, again, like they come in the winter.
Right.
And they're always like emaciated and like blood all over their face. And they just, so the idea of like greed.
Greed.
Like you get to the point where like you're, and you finally like taste human flesh and then you turn into a Wendigo.
Cannibal stuff.
Yeah.
It's very cannibal stuff. And I think, again, because when I think back to like the idea of vampires, like there probably was somebody that was fucking around doing something like that, right? Like there's probably somebody that was fucking weird, started drinking blood or biting people or some shit. And then it just sort of morphed from there. And I think in these times, like the whole idea of like a cannibal, like cannibals have existed, like that's a, it's a thing. And I think the early fucking cannibals or whatever have sort of morphed into this Wendigo creature, because it's also, it combines a couple of things. Like you said, this is nothing like a dinosaur, Ryan. This is nothing like some of those other ones. This is some sort of monster. So it's like a human at humanoid. Some level, a humanoid maybe, but also maybe like, do we get into ghosts with this one too?
A little bit. And I think this, to me, all mythology is rooted in some sort of truth, right? And I think that, like you said, I mean, there was a person who might have been involved in a tribe who did some fucked up shit and they threw him out into the woods and never saw him again.
Right.
Right.
Right. That's true.
And then their way of explaining it to people was like, well, he turned into this. He got this evil spirit in him. Because if you've seen the movie Ravenous with Guy Pearce.
Oh.
So that's about like the Wendigo is like a, it's a, like a spirit that like can possess you.
Yeah.
He starts eating people in that movie too, but
I don't doubt
1999,
it. Very on brand, you
know, very on brand. So, but just the depictions of these things, like depending on where you are in the country too, which is fascinating. Like sometimes they have horns.
Yeah.
Sometimes they look like people. Sometimes they look like this on screen where they're like these really tall, really fast,
tall, fast thing.
And this, if you play it Until Dawn, like these things, they move like the girl in the ring, but super fast.
Oh, I don't like that.
No. And no, but it's like fat. Oh my God. It's like scare the shit out of you.
Probably legit though.
Probably legit. I'm sure that this was rooted in some sort of fact.
I agree with that too. Mm-hmm. Let's go local here, Ryan, for this next. Oh, so I'll go local. I'll go four, maybe. Wendigo.
Yeah, go 4 or 5. Yeah. About 4 or 5. You know?
All right, let's go real local for this one. Let's go to Massachusetts. And that would be the Dover Demon.
The Dover Demon.
This here on the YouTube stream is the original sketch of the Dover Demon, who was first spotted April 21st, 1977.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how 17-year-old Bill Bartlett, who drew this picture that you
His
see
name's
here,
on it. Yeah.
Looks Bill very Bartlett. Alien-like, claimed that he was driving and he saw a large-eyed creature with tendril-like fingers. Tendril-like fingers and glowing eyes on top of a broken stone wall on Farm Street in Dover, Mass. 15-year-old John Baxter reported seeing a similar creature on Miller Hill Road the same evening. Another 15-year-old, Abby Brabham, claimed to have seen the creature the following night on Springdale Ave. The teenagers all drew sketches of the alleged creature. Bartlett wrote on his sketch, "I, Bill Bartlett, swear on a stack of Bibles that I saw this creature." This is according to the Boston Globe. The locations of the sightings plotted on a map lay in a straight line over 2 miles. Some suggested that the creature may have been a foal or a moose calf. Police told the Associated Press that creatures reported by the teenagers, quote, were probably nothing more than a school vacation hoax.
I don't believe so.
I don't either at all. And this is the other element. We talked about before how a lot of these cryptids could be explained by maybe just like weirdly genetics with like certain animals, certain creatures
like
that
story.
We're not.
But we didn't get into this, and I hope you're going to say what I think you're going to say.
Aliens.
Goddamn alien. That's all that is.
100% is an alien.
Yeah, because the guy, so the second kid who saw it 2 hours later, so he saw it like on, I did my, it was like a couple blocks away from where the kid drove to see it. Dover's not a very big town. No. So 2 hours later, without speaking to him, and he drew basically the same exact thing, and he described it the same exact way. But what he said was, like, when he looked at it, it was, like, across a creek. Like, he chased it into the woods because he thought it was a kid.
Right.
and its eyes like glowed. Yeah. But he drew like the same exact thing.
Right.
This goddamn alien.
And before you say
oh, you guys are crazy. We have confirmed a lot of shit has happened this year.
Right.
That this kind of slid under the radar, but like we basically confirmed that like UFOs exist.
Oh, the UFOs were confirmed. I think it's fair to take the next step and say, well, some
who's driving the goddamn
in
thing?
The UFO, so right. There's aliens.
Yeah.
Aliens exist, and they have been to New Mexico. They've been to Massachusetts. They've probably been all over the goddamn
been
world.
All over the world.
Here and there. Yeah. Wherever they want. So anytime you see some of these cryptids that are described, like there's like a frogman somewhere.
The frogman, yeah.
Like, what is that?
It's an alien.
The Dover Demon, what is that?
Yeah.
We should also bring up, because we're talking about Massachusetts, the Bridgewater Triangle.
Oh, the Bridgewater Triangle, yes.
So the Bridgewater Triangle, of course, is a place that, speaking of UFOs, has had like everything. So this is an area in Massachusetts that the sightings include poltergeists, orbs, mm-hmm. balls of fire, Bigfoot, giant snakes, and thunderbirds. They've all been in there.
Yeah.
So this is like Abington, Rehoboth, Freetown, Brockton, West Bridgewater, East Bridgewater, like all down in that area.
Yeah, so I heard about this. My dad told me. My dad went to Bridgewater State, so he told me, like, you know.
Oh, so yeah, he's dad, right in there.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's from Braintree, so like, I mean, he's from South Shore right area. There. So like, yeah, so I heard all about this.
But this shit's legit too. I mean, there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on in there.
Isn't there always
a lot going on? Yeah, you mentioned there's a Wendigo movie.
There's several Wendigo movies.
Well, there's several of them.
Uh-huh.
There also is a movie about the Mothman.
The Mothman Prophecies, which is a fucking terrible movie.
Horrible movie. Yeah. I remember watching it before I knew a whole lot about it, and it was trash. It was a trash movie. Richard Gere's in it.
It was one of the very first times I got burned by the trailer.
Oh, yeah, you probably thought it was good.
Oh,
yeah.
I saw the trailer. I'm like, that looks fucking awesome.
So the Mothman was first spotted in West Virginia, 1967, mm-hmm. and over the next year or two, there were over 200 sightings of the Mothman.
Mm-hmm.
Could this fall under the alien department?
It could. There's a statue to this goddamn thing.
Yeah,
there you got it right there. Yeah,
we got it up on the YouTube here. Yeah,
and that's in West Virginia, I believe.
Yes, it is.
Which. I'm not judging anybody.
Great.
Right?
Good start.
West Virginia, as I've seen it, all it is Mountain Dew and meth. So are people going to see flying people sometimes? Probably.
I love Mountain Dew. But yeah, this is a weird
one.
Do you just
declare yourself the king of Mountain Dew?
I used to be. I've tried to cut back because I have a caffeine sensitivity, I think.
Yeah, I think you do too.
I get excited. But this one's kind of strange, isn't it? So here's kinda. The deal. So in 1966, five men were digging at a grave or a cemetery. They claimed to have seen a man-like figure fly low from the trees over their heads. Shortly thereafter, two young couples from Point Pleasant, Roger and Linda Scarberry, and Steve and Mary Millette, told police they saw a large gray creature whose eyes, quote, glowed red. When the car's headlights picked it up, they described it as a large flying man with 10-foot wings following their car while they were driving in an area outside of town known as the TNT area, the site of a former World War II munitions plant. During the next few days, other people reported similar sightings. Two volunteer firemen who saw it was a, quote, large bird with red eyes. So, again, when you're driving at night, because again, I, you know me, Ryan, I want to believe all these stories, but when you're driving at night and if your car hits like an animal's eyes, they look all kinds of different crazy colors.
Oh, they look, yeah. It's,
you know, like if you've seen like a raccoon at night or something,
it's
you
like see green, something, like it flashes like, green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this one I'm not as convinced on, I'll be honest.
I wish it was too.
I wish it was, but sadly it is probably not. How about this one? The Oklahoma Octopus. Are you familiar with the Oklahoma
Octopus? I am familiar, of course, because you told me this was on. So I Googled it. And
yeah.
So again, we're going back to what we said before about certain sea creatures, which are are able to adapt to fresh water.
Oh,
and they do exist.
Correct. They can do it. I would also say very famous is the Kraken. People talk about the Kraken, and I think the deal there really are these giant squid. There's giant ass squid in the ocean, and I would think like tens of or like hundreds of years ago, even people could be out there and just not prepared for this creature at all. They see it and they're like, "It's a Kraken."
Now, I am fascinated by this singular stat, Richard, and talking about the Kraken and talking about giant squid.
Mm-hmm.
We, as a race, have explored 5% of the ocean. Five.
And you know who dwells on the bottom of the ocean?
These goddamn things.
Octopuses.
Yeah.
Octopuses are frightening. Like,
we have no idea what's down there. Look at you've seen the ones where they like they can escape from like closed jars, like closed. It was a closed mason jar.
Oh, we can open it. No, we can open it.
That's what I'm saying. And he got out.
Oh. I thought no. I think he opened it from the out. Like, he opened it and got something out of it.
I saw a video. He was like,
oh, he was in it.
Closed them like in a cup, and it like unscrewed the top and got out.
They're crazy to me. No, and so my dad used to be a deep sea diver, and so he would go scuba diving and all this stuff all the time. It was like one of the things that he did. But he would even talk about if you scuba dive at night versus you scuba dive during the day, it's like different creatures are out. It's like the guys that like the, you know what I'm saying? Like there's ones that are nocturnal and ones that aren't. So like you go during the day, you're like, oh, there's these fish, they're all doing their thing. But then they sleep, and then these other assholes are out like at night.
Yeah. And like the story of like the was the Oklahoma octopus or whatever.
Yeah.
Like the people were like drownings. Like they're talking about like this. They would see like people getting dragged under by this thing. Like that's so fucking scary.
It's some of the most drownings that there is. Like for a lake, they had and they're all unexplained drownings.
Right.
And
good swimmers who just disappear. Yeah.
And over the course of like a year, I was watching some special on it, and it went up like 40% one year. That many more drownings in these lakes in Oklahoma. And they think it's like a horse-size octopus. And they even talked to a couple people that obviously didn't die. And they said that they were in the lake swimming and they felt like they were getting pulled down.
Yeah.
It's a fucking octopus. The Oklahoma octopus exists. I don't know how he got there. Again, like a bird could bring him in or something. All it takes is... Or you know how these idiots are. Like, remember that time there was like piranha in the Merrimack River because some asshole like just dropped a whole bunch of them in there?
He had a bunch of them and he didn't want to take care of them anymore. So he just dumped them in the river.
In the river. And you're like, what? So I'm in on the Oklahoma octopus because these creatures are weird. They are weird. And maybe he's pissed. He adapted to the lake water and now he's angry. Yeah. And now he's mad.
There's probably more than one of them, you know? And there's like, I'm just, you know? That there's like these awesome cryptids that like
there's so many good cryptids. Oh
yeah.
We should pull up the United States map. Was it the North American
map? Yeah.
Cause there are some kind of crazy ones that kind of I did not know about. Let's see. Yeah, so like this is a pretty good like the Dover Demon, like Champy from Lake Champlain, the Jersey Devil, like these are all like the East Coast ones, but like the Thunderbird, like what is that? Kansas, Nebraska area?
Yeah, like the plains. Yeah.
The Ozark Thunderbird also Howler. Is in
the Pacific Northwest is Thunderbirds too.
Yep. The Bat Squatch. So that's like a...
Oh, Skinwalkers. Stuff. We didn't talk about those either. Oh, fuck.
Skinwalker? Where's this guy?
Look
at him. Was that Arizona or New Mexico? Skinwalker. Yikes. Skinwalker. Yikes.
A Navajo culture, a skinwalker is a type of harmful witch who has the ability to turn into, possess, and disguise themselves as anything or anybody.
Shapeshifter.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking shapeshifter.
But that's their like natural state. Like they look like that. They're and they can turn into
like that.
Yeah.
We're not alone, folks.
We aren't. And I honestly believe so. I'm all in on the Kraken, by the way. There is like massively huge sea monsters that, when pissed off, can do some real damage.
Now, the ocean is a wild scene.
And you will never see them again.
Like, I think you have to try to wrap your head around just how many species of animal there are on planet Earth. Like they're right. Like people, they still discover them every once in a while. They're like, oh, this is new. We didn't have this fucking guy yesterday.
Yeah.
And so with that, that's why like I don't think you can rule out like any of these cryptids right away. Now some of them you're like, all right, like you can actually go through Lake Loch Ness and you're like, there's nothing in here. So unfortunately, yeah, that one can kind of get written off. But I don't know, some of these other guys.
Yeah, here's another one from South Africa, the Groot Slang. What a great name that is.
Groot Slang.
A Groot Slang.
I like him.
It is an enormous, enormous tusked snake.
Out. I out. I don't like that. I don't like
Groot
that
Slang
one
is from South Africa. The disappearance of British diamond magnate named Peter Grayson in the caves in 1917 is blamed on the Groot Slang. It's a cave snake with big, like, saber-toothed tiger tusks.
Cave snake is scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like that at all.
But what a great name, a Groot Slang?
Groot Slang. Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right, Ryan. Pretty good.
That was awesome. So to put a pin in it,
yeah,
I want these things to exist. I think we need them. And given the time, I think we need them more than ever.
We need them now.
We need them now.
We need cryptids to reveal themselves so we can be distracted with something else.
Exactly. Like
now,
I watched
this one. There's so many things on YouTube, by the way, of cryptids.
Yeah, we'll get to
imagine
that. Yeah.
There was one. I'm trying to think what it was. It was one of these like monster type, like scary, like demon type guys. Like I don't know if it was the swamp ape or like one of these. And a guy set up a camera because he said it had been coming to his house at night and had been going into like his livestock or whatever. And so he set up a camera and he was shooting it from like his bathroom at night. And I'm watching it. And all of a sudden, slowly emerging from the dark is this fucking huge green eyed creature, like just pops into the screen. And I'm like, I can't watch this. I'm like, I'm going to shit.
Well, how about it's been in the news, and this is topical now because Jay Cutler is like on Twitter or Instagram, like trying to figure out like what's killing his chickens. Like he's like dead ass about it too.
Oh, it's probably chupacabra.
Probably chupacabra. Where does he live?
Did live in Tennessee.
So where does Jay Cutler live now? They bought a farmhouse in Nashville. So he lives in Tennessee.
Okay.
Lower Nashville. So he could be dealing with. Bring up the map. Show us the map.
I got. Oh yeah, you want the map again?
Yeah. So he could be dealing with any number of things. He could be the Pope Lick Monster. Mothman could get there. The Ozark Howler. That's right near Tennessee.
Where are the cryptids by state? I saw one. Oh, here we go. Most famous mythical creature of every state. This is a. All right. So he's in Tennessee. Let's find that. So the New Hampshire one, by the way, is the Wood Devil or the Wood Devils of Coos County. It's funny because.
Coos County.
I grew up near, like, there was a Devil Steps Highway because people claimed to have seen the devil, and that was the name of, like a road. Let's see. This, I don't know about this website, but let's see where Tennessee.
So did you know?
The Tennessee Wild Man.
Oh, my God. That's who it is.
Yeah, that's who's eating your goddamn chickens. It's been described as a stout. But he's about 7 to 9 feet tall, ooh, with red beady eyes and a set of claws and a horrible stink.
And a horrible stink.
So he stinks. And in this photo here, oh no, that's a different guy. Here's the Tennessee Wild Man.
Let me see him.
Well, I was looking at the South Dakota Takuhee.
Yes.
Takuhee
or whatever it is. Like.
Yeah, TAKU-HE.
I love this. Alabama, white thang. Not thing. Not white thing.
Thang.
Thang.
Look at the guy from South Dakota. He's wearing a top hat.
Very dapper. there's a lot of monsters here. The Dark Watchers of California. Ooh, those are aliens.
Yeah, for sure. Virginia has the Snallygaster. Looks like a dragon, basically.
Oh, the melon heads of Connecticut, escaped asylum patients.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm in on that. Wyoming's is the jackalope.
Oh, by the way, we in the state of Connecticut where I live, there are two of the most haunted places in the state are in within stone's throw of me.
Oh, is that the
Dudleytown?
The Haunting of Connecticut where they did that movie?
There's a Dudleytown, Connecticut where it's like it's a mile, you have to hike the whole town, it's fenced off like a mile out. It's like all private property. Okay. And you have to walk a mile in to find this town, which is like it's just a ghost town.
Yeah, okay.
And it's supposedly one of the most haunted places in the country. But when I lived on campus, I lived in you can look it up, Eagle Dormitory at Avon Old Farms. There is a ghost in that dorm.
Wow.
Kids who I've worked They've with have seen it.
Mm-hmm. Well, remember in our dorm, they said that there was too.
Well, because it was named after the kid because it used to be the infirmary and the kid died in there. Blue That's Boy. Why it's named. Yeah, Blue Boy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, anyway, Ryan, there's our cryptid. So feel free to tweet us at Dork Podcast or email us dorkpodcast@gmail.com. Which ones you believe in the most, maybe some ones that we miss throughout this episode. So let us know right there. What do you say, Ryan? We get to the old pick of the pod.
All right.
Pick of the pod.
All right. Would you like to kick, receive, defer, or defend a goal?
I will receive this week. My pick of the pod, obviously, is Wild Bill Soda. You can get Wild Bill Soda at wildbillsoda.com. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, buy it anyway.
Promo code Ron Mundy.
On PBS, believe it or not, I know I mentioned Lore. If you guys haven't listened to Lore and you're into this kind of stuff, definitely listen to that. There is a series on PBS called Monstrum, where a young lady who has a PhD in, I forget what it's in, but it's, you know, sociology, whatever. It's two seasons and there's different episodes and she goes all over the world and talks about cryptids. So you have the Himalayan Yeti is season two, the jinns of the ancient Arabian, which where genies come from. And so you can watch them on PBS or you can watch them for free on YouTube. Just go on YouTube and find them. But there is a great episode on the Wendigo if you want to see that.
I like it very much.
Golem. Yeah.
The Golem.
La Llorona, which was the curse of La Llorona. So she does the story of that.
I like it.
So there you go.
I like it very much.
Monstrum on PBS.
Ryan, have you ever seen the movie The Guest with Dan Stevens? It is on Netflix right now. It was a movie, I believe it came out in 2014. They're calling it a thriller mystery. Kind of cool. I don't want to give too much of it away.
Where do I know Dan Stevens from?
Legion.
Yes.
And as my wife told me, Downton Abbey.
Not interested.
But he is in Legion. He was also Beast in the live action Beauty and the Beast.
Oh yes, that's okay. Yep.
Yeah, he's legit. I like Dan Stevens. And so this character is very different than the Legion character.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Right.
That was kind of weird. Yeah.
So this is the one, basically, maybe you've seen the preview where he's like, he comes back from, I believe, Afghanistan, and he goes to a family's house and he's like, hey, like I served with your son, like their son had was killed. And he comes back and he's like, I made a promise to like look out for you guys or whatever.
Yeah.
And then
chestnut.
Who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's on Netflix right now. It came out a while ago and I'd never seen it. And then it popped up on there. So
you know, I always got this. And what was that other movie? The Gift.
Yeah. Was that the one with Jason Bateman?
Yes. I always got those two confused.
Yeah. So the gift
and The Guest. Yeah.
The Gift and The Guest. Yeah. So check out the Guest for sure. Ryan, you can rate, review, subscribe to the podcast on the iTunes and just about everywhere else podcasts are available. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Dork Podcast. You can stream our episodes on YouTube. Just go to youtube.com/dorkpodcast and you can even subscribe to that as well. And Davey is on Twitch at twitch.tv/rvond.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? What do you got?
The Digital Red Sox are currently two games up on the Yankees in the standings in the AL East. I tweeted out the other night, JD Martinez hit his 38th home run last night, and it is June 29th, and we're not even out of June yet.
Oh, my God. Have you guys called Barry Bonds yet? Tell him to pay attention?
Not yet. We're not there yet. We're going to wait till the All-Star break. But I have five guys starting the All-Star game right now.
It's like when the Blue Jays were good, remember? And then Cito Gaston would just fill his whole roster with Blue Jays.
Like, yeah, no, I've by votes, I have
Oh, so you're popular starters. Team.
Yeah. Yes. Popular team. The three leaders in home runs, 1, 2, 3, are JD Martinez. This is on all of baseball. JD Martinez, Xander Bogaerts, Rafael Devers. Those are my 3, 4, 5
mash.
Hitters.
They can just mash.
Mash potatoes.
Just hitting the piss out of it.
Yep.
So I like to hear that, Ryan. That's
they are
nice.
The SpaceX of piss missiles.
Good news. So next week, maybe The Last of Us Part 2, but I might not be done.
You might not be done yet. So we'll have a backup. Maybe we'll get to Jessica Jones or something.
Jessica Jones Season 3 is probably on deck. Have you finished Hannibal?
No, I have not finished Hannibal yet. That's fine. Well, I got to get on that.
We can circle back. We can figure out what it's going to be. But at some point, we will do Hannibal. At some point, we'll do The Last of Us Part 2.
Duh.
That's everything I got, Ryan. What do they say about wombats?
They poop squares due to them having square rectums.